Welcome to Cramming for Creox. I'm John, and I'm super excited to be here with you today. Let's get started, shall we? Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of multiple gestations, as outlined in Practice Bulletin 231. Hold on to your stethoscopes, folks. We've got double, triple, and even quadruple the fun coming your way. Let's kick things off by discussing the risks that come with multiple pregnancies. Preterm delivery rates are 13 times higher for multiples, with a 5 times increased risk of stillbirth and a 7 times increased risk of neonatal death. And did you know that preterm twins face twice the risk of high-grade intraventricular hemorrhage and periventricular leukomalacia compared to singletons of the same gestational age? Now that's quite the multiplier. With hypertensive disorders of pregnancy, the percentages increase from 6% in singletons to 12% in twins. Multifetal reduction, performed at 10 to 12 weeks, can bring risks down to that of a pregnancy with the remaining number of fetuses. When it comes to aneuploidy screening, there is a decreased accuracy of serum analyte screens in multiple gestations. However, a first trimester combined screening test, which includes a nuchal translucency, has a similar detection rate as singletons at 89%. But limited data is available for higher order multiples. Of note, a nuchal translucence greater than the 95th percentile in monochorionic twins has a 38% positive predictive value for later development of twin-twin transfusion syndrome. A word of caution, if you identify a fetal demise, a vanishing twin, or a congenital anomaly, any non-invasive prenatal test such as cell-free fetal DNA has a significant risk of an inaccurate result. So make sure to counsel appropriately and consider offering diagnostic testing. Now, let's delve into antenatal care and antepartum fetal surveillance. It is interesting to note that fetal growth occurs at a similar rate in uncomplicated twin pregnancies as it does in a singleton pregnancy, until approximately 28 to 32 weeks. In uncomplicated dichorionic twins, plan to start weekly testing at 36 weeks and delivery at 38 weeks. In monochorionic twins, get a fetal echo at 18 to 22 weeks, given the increased risk of congenital cardiac disease. Schedule serial ultrasounds every other week, starting at 16 weeks, to monitor for twin-twin transfusion syndrome, which occurs at a rate of 10 to 15%, and plan weekly testing at 32 weeks and delivery around 34 to 37 weeks. And for the rare monoamniotic twins, with a perinatal mortality of 12 to 24%, early inpatient management with daily fetal surveillance, regular growth assessment, and a cesarean delivery between 32 to 34 weeks might just be the ticket to avoiding cord accidents, although extremely limited data exists to support these practices. Finally, we'll touch on delivery options for multiple gestations. In diamniotic twin pregnancies at 32 weeks or later with a presenting cephalic fetus, vaginal delivery is a reasonable choice. But remember, every pregnancy is unique, just like our lovely patients. And there you have it, a whirlwind twirl of the wild world of multiple gestations. Tune in next time for more fascinating facts and practical pointers on cramming for creox.